Northern mythology was new and exciting, but the people who read it had been educated in the classical tradition, and it was natural for them to see Odin, or Wotan, as a northern equivalent of Zeus. It was Richard Wagner, abandoning the Italian models that dominated the opera of his day, who repopularized German mythology on an international scale with The Ring of the Nibelungs, an epic four-part retelling of the legend of Siegfried and Brunhild, creating, or perhaps discovering, a new incarnation of the god. In Das Rheingold, the first opera in the Ring cycle, Wotan is a young warrior king, already fond of women and wandering, but driven most by a lust for knowledge, which leads him first to capture the Ring of Power, and then to give it up. In Die Walküre, the second opera, he is the All-Father, trapped in the conflict between will and love, and seeking a way around the laws that he himself has made. In Siegfried, the third opera, and the one with the most explicit borrowings from the Eddas, he appears as the wanderer, who tempts and manipulates the other characters, rather than intervening directly. By Götterdämmerung, the last opera in the cycle, in which he does not directly appear, Wotan is bound by the fate he has laid down, and can only wait, hoping that his offspring will end the old world so that a new one can be born. Myths have a wonderful capacity to adapt to changing cultures. Wagner, sensing the potential hazards of the forces unleashed by the Industrial Revolution, made the Ring a key to boundless wealth and power, and Wotan, a tragic figure struggling with the problem of how to use it. Wagner's operas occupy a unique position in music today, and some of Odin's divine nature still shines through. In a radio interview, I have heard a Wagnerian singer describing performing the Ring as a religious experience. This romantic nationalism continued into the early 20th century, especially in Germany, where, as Jung observes in his essay, Wotan, what is more than curious, indeed piquant to a degree, is that an ancient god of storm and frenzy, the long quiescent Wotan, should awake like an extinct volcano to new activity in a civilized country that had long been supposed to have outgrown the Middle Ages. In the early 20th century, young people wandered through the forests and revived pagan ceremonies. By the 1930s, however, they were marching for the Nazis. Jung saw Wotan as the wild huntsman, a fury that was sweeping the Christian culture of Germany away. Writing before World War II, he could not imagine the horrors to which the Führer Teutonicus would lead. However, he clearly identified the power of those aspects of the god that bring madness and destruction.